This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. The United States recorded more than 512,000 daily new coronavirus cases on Tuesday, the single highest one-day number of cases recorded since the beginning of the pandemic, according to data released by Johns Hopkins University. The one-day record coincides with new numbers from a New York Times database showing the seven-day average of COVID-19 cases in the U.S. rose above 267,000 on Tuesday. The recent surge is driven by a record number of children infected and hospitalized with COVID-19. However, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has lowered its previous estimate of coronavirus cases in the U.S., driven by the rapidly spreading Omicron variant. The CDC last week said Omicron accounted for 73% of all variants in the week ending December 18th. The Federal Health Agency revised that estimate Tuesday to roughly 59%, indicating the Delta variant continues to dominate the nation. Meanwhile, the surge of new COVID-19 infections in the U.S. has forced the cancellation of another postseason college football game. The Holiday Bowl was canceled Tuesday, just hours before the game's scheduled kickoff in San Diego, California, when the University of California, Los Angeles announced it would be unable to play against North Carolina State because too many players had been diagnosed with the virus. A total of five postseason games have been canceled, while a handful of bowl games are going ahead with different teams. Officials with the upcoming Major College Football Championship playoffs have warned the four participating teams that if they cannot play in Friday's semifinal matchups, they may have to forfeit. This is VOA News. Flight cancellations that disrupted holiday travel last weekend stretched into Tuesday. Staffers calling out sick because of COVID-19 have left airlines short of personnel in recent days. Airline flight tracker FlightAware says airlines have canceled nearly 150 flights to, from, or inside the U.S. by early Tuesday afternoon, while delaying another 620 flights. Other factors, such as inclement weather, have also played a role in the flight disruptions. In other COVID-19-related news, the CDC on Tuesday added three European destinations, Malta, Moldova, and Sweden, to its list of countries that Americans should avoid visiting due to the high risk of contracting COVID-19. Destinations are designated by the agency as level 4 or highest risk after its infection rate goes above 500 cases per 100,000 residents over the last 28 days. Mexican authorities said Tuesday it will allow cruise ships to dock even if the vessels are carrying people infected with COVID-19. The health department said passengers or crew who are asymptomatic will be allowed to leave the ship, while those with symptoms will be quarantined and receive medical attention if needed. The Mexican government has implemented very few coronavirus travel restrictions during the pandemic, as the country's economy relies heavily on foreign tourism. Meanwhile, U.S. President Joe Biden on Tuesday lifted a travel ban on travelers from eight countries in southern Africa aimed at containing the fast-moving Omicron variant. President Biden quickly imposed the ban after Omicron was first detected by scientists in South Africa in late November. Along with South Africa, other nations included in the travel ban were Botswana, Eswatini, Lesotho, Malawi, Mozambique, Namibia, and Zimbabwe. Biden said U.S. health officials, in collaboration with South African scientists, have made substantial progress in understanding the variant. In China, the northwestern city of Xi'an entered its seventh consecutive day of lockdowns as the number of new COVID-19 infections continued to rise. The city reported 151 domestically transmitted cases on Tuesday, bringing the total number of new cases since December 9th to 1,000. And Australia is also undergoing a dramatic increase in new coronavirus infections driven by Omicron, posting 18,300 infections Wednesday, well above Tuesday's previous high of around 11,300. New South Wales, Australia's most populous state, reported just over 11,200 infections Wednesday, nearly double the 6,600 new cases posted the previous day. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green for VOA News.